The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Glory to you, Lord Christ. Jesus said, "There was a rich man who was dressed in purple and fine linen and who feasted sumptuously every day. He ate at his gate. At his gate lay a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who longed to satisfy his hunger with what fell from the rich man's table. Even the dogs would come and lick his sores. The poor man died and was carried away by the angels to be with Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried. In Hades, where he was being tormented, he looked up and saw Abraham far away with Lazarus by his side, and he called out, 'Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am in agony in these flames.' But Abraham said, 'Child, remember that during your lifetime you received your good things, and Lazarus in like manner evil things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in agony. Besides all this, between you and us is a great chasm has been fixed, so that those who might want to pass from here to you cannot do so, and no one can cross from there to us.' He said, 'Then, Father, I beg you to send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, that he may warn them so that they will not also come to this place of torment.' Abraham replied, 'They have Moses and the prophets. They should listen to them.' He said, 'No, Father Abraham, but if someone goes to them from the dead, they will repent.' He said to him, 'If they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced, even if someone rises from the dead.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
True compassion is more than flinging a coin to a beggar. Martin Luther King. Over the past few years, Jeremy, the choir director, has jokingly asked me on several occasions, "Is this going to be your fire and brimstone sermon?" Over the various gospel readings that I've preached on, this would be the one. This gospel does make one think: repent or burn in the fiery pits of hell.
Amen, brother.
However, I'm going to disappoint him once again. I'm not a priest. Yeah, yes, I am authorized by the diocese to stand here and speak with you. This is one of those times where I'm glad not to be Father Jeffrey. Mother Anita has to view the world in black and white, at least when it comes to these religious things. In my mind, priests have to say, "Do this, do that, or risk your immortal soul." That good leads to heaven, evil or bad leads to hell. We, mere humans, get to hold priests to a higher standard. I have the luxury of seeing the world in shades of gray. In 1976, I was 8 years old, and this movie came out, Freaky Friday. In it, a mother and her daughter find their minds, their psyches, in each other's body after making a wish. The young girl finds herself in her mother's body, trying to make decisions that should come from an adult, and vice versa. It's had several remakes. One of them is out right now. One that came out in 2003, starring Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis. In that movie, Jamie Lee Curtis improv the line, "Make good choices. Make good choices." It's sound advice. Dives in today's gospel obviously made some good choices in his life, but that wasn't enough. In my eyes, his sin, where he failed in life, was apathy. Not good, not bad. He just didn't think on all of the choices that he made. He didn't think about how the choice that he was making affected his fellow man. In today's gospel, we hear a very vivid parable, fire and brimstone. The story of a rich man dressed in purple and fine linens who feasts every day, and Lazarus, a poor man, who laid at his gate, covered in sores, longing to be fed with the crumbs that fell from the table of Dives. Dives, who every day walked right past Lazarus like he wasn't there. He didn't stop. He didn't share. He didn't see him. The rich man had everything. Lazarus had nothing. Yet after death, their roles are reversed. Lazarus is carried by angels to Abraham's side, and the rich man finds himself in torment. Unsettling? It's supposed to be. Not just because it makes us think of wealth and poverty, but because it should also force us to ask ourselves, where is God in all of this? The parable doesn't say that the rich man was cruel. He didn't beat Lazarus or drive him away, make him live out in the desert in a tent. Didn't sic his dogs on him or send the guards to drive him away. There's no great evil there. It was apathy, indifference. He simply failed to see the human being laying just outside his door. That's what Jesus wants us to see and hear today, warning us about the way wealth, comfort, or even just being busy can blind us to the presence of Christ in our neighbor. Dives, the rich man, stepped over Lazarus day after day until his very soul became numb to human suffering. In our world today, we have Lazarus laying outside many doors, walking around the city, walking down the streets like zombies. There are others, the neighbor due to be evicted and become homeless in the coming weeks, the older person who can't afford their medication or vaccines, the refugee seeking safety, and still others. Lazarus for you could be a friend or a family member, or even someone sitting in the pew next to you who is quietly bearing their own personal suffering. It might be someone at school who just needs a friendly word, or the cashier who's sad and gives you a smile. Your help, our help, our hands of Christ could be helping to pack food for the hungry, just as we do when we support ICS or Primavera. When we're sharing our toys, or just telling someone, have a seat, let's have some coffee and talk. We are the Holy Spirit at work every time we see someone who needs kindness, and we share what we have. When we do what we can do, however small it is, we are showing the love of Jesus to others. This parable is not meant just to be a story about the distant afterlife. It's a call to conversion. Jesus wants us to notice people who need help. Sometimes we think that we need to feed the whole world, do big things. And if we can't do that, then why bother at all? Why even start? But here, Jesus is telling us to think small. Look at the person right in front of us. Make good choices. When asked about warning his friends, Abraham tells the rich man, they have Moses and the prophets. They should listen to him. These days, we have more than just Moses and the prophets. We have Jesus, who rose from the dead, who comes to us in the words and the sacraments, and who tells us plainly, what you do to the least of these, you do to me. Schopenhauer said, compassion is the basis for all morality. Henry Nouwen, compassion grows with the inner recognition that your neighbor shares your humanity with you. Justice is what men should do, while the law is what codes and powers require them to do. We should, all of us, do what Jesus requires us to do. Render unto Caesar what is Caesar's. The good news is that God has already given us everything we need to live differently. In our baptism, we were joined to Christ. In the Eucharist, we are at God's table, not with crumbs, but with the bread of heaven. And that nourishment is meant to open our eyes, to strengthen us, to help us, to see Christ in the Lazaruses around us. How can we do that? Through prayer. It's a good start. And we should all pray frequently, genuinely. We can pray for sight. We can ask God to show us who is lying at our own gate. We can ask for the grace to move from indifference to compassion, from complacency to action. And when we make good choices, when we see, when we respond, we will discover that the kingdom of God is not only a future promise, but can be a present reality. May we be a people who do not walk past the Lazaruses in our own community, but recognize them, serve them, and in doing so, may we see Christ himself. Love God. Love one another. Do what is right in the eyes of God. Make good choices. Or else. Amen.